producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, kicking off on Thursday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Thursday. You know, I've done this twice in a row. I got to stop doing that. I can't be that redundant that early in the show. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Lionheart Industries. I still haven't gotten a hold of them. I know a bunch of you have ordered them. You haven't got shipping information or any of that other stuff yet. I'm going to get it for you, and hopefully I'll get it for you today, and then I'll put it out tomorrow. And, it is the best double-action pistol, in my opinion. There's a lot of people that will disagree with me, and that's fine. They don't have to buy my guns for me. I'll buy my own. Thank you, LionheartIndustries.com. It appears that in certain media outlets, they have finally decided to accept a fact, and that fact is that the AR-15 is a common use weapon now. Before, it was a weapon of war. It was the gang choice. It was the school shooting weapon of choice. Of course, all that has been debunked. This is the most, you know, in recent history, I mean, the AR-15 used to be a niche item. It used to be something that not every, you know, people didn't buy it because, well, it, you know, didn't see a need for it. You'd see somebody out there every now and again and see somebody with one, but it wasn't like it was a common item to see at a range. Now you go into a gun shop and there's a whole wall devoted to them. All the various shapes and sizes and flavors and modes of dress. But if the battle over these guns is not over, it's pretty close to it because it is now in common use. And it has largely to do with the younger generation coming up. It's being rediscovered, according to Steve Denny, owner of Carolina Guns and Gear in Arden, North Carolina. I think the shift you're seeing now is the military-style weapon is here to stay because it's appealing to a whole new generation. And he says you can see it in the industry. The industry had to change from military-style weapons being something that they sold sometimes to them being something that is at the forefront of all their advertising, the tactical use of a firearm. And that's true. Tactical training and tactical weapons and tactical gear is really, even at the point it's at today, is still really still in its infancy. Most people have not gone out and trained with a long gun. Now, more people have gone out and trained with a handgun because that's something that you can carry on a daily basis. But the next evolution in training is going to be people taking tactical training with a long gun. You will see a smattering of AKs and Tavors and, maybe a Galil here and there, maybe an FNFAL or an AR-10. But what you're going to mainly see is going to be the AR-15. And there's a lot of reasons for that. The AR-15 is an American rifle, so ammunition is more prevalent. Magazines are more prevalent. Replacement parts are more prevalent. You can dress it any way you want it. You can get it box stock, or you can put every doodad on it that you can find out of the Lego set. But there's a downside to what's going on right now. The market is saturated with these. After the panic buying of last year, when everybody was buying them, and a lot of people were buying three or four because they thought they were going to be banned because Biden opened his mouth. Well, right now it's cratering. But I don't know how long that's going to last. But this is what I'll say about it. This has never been, there's never been a better time. If you're in a, like a, what would I say? If you're in the entry-level AR-15, this is the time to look at the mid-range because the prices are slightly depressed. This is the time to look at the Bravo companies and the Adams Armses because their prices are lower now. This is the time to look at those guys and go out there and get you maybe a better weapon. Because some of these weapons, if you do go out and train with them, a lot of entry-level weapons, with a couple of exceptions, Wyndham Weaponry makes a very tough entry-level rifle, just can't withstand what you're going to put it through in a normal training class where you're putting 1,500 rounds through it in a weekend. You'll find that out in class. Chris Costa, when Chris travels, he's taking three or four rifles with him because he knows he's going to have to loan one or two out because somebody's going to come to one of his classes with an entry-level rifle, which is not to say they're not going to be fine in self-defense. It's just that you're putting them under a lot of stress in a very short period of time. And there are things that you can do to those entry-level rifles to take them to that level if you just want to stick with the platform you've got. But right now, the market is saturated. It is saturated. Now, in an effort to make it seem even, they did contact Josh Sugarman. And Josh Sugarman said, the same. I think he gets in front of a mirror and practices this little ditty every morning. In the long-term trends, gun ownership in the United States has been declining steadily since the 1970s, noting that it used to be about 50% and now stands at 34% of homes owning a gun. The traditional gun-buying public, basically white males, has been aging and dying off, and there aren't enough replacement shooters to take their place. That's why you're seeing a shift in the industry away from traditional hunting rifles and shotguns to focus on firepower and capacity. this is all... Sugarman is... He says this in the mirror every morning so he can believe it. This is, he's been saying this for years. Same figures, 50%, 34%. We know that 63% of America thinks the home is safer with a gun in the house. We know that. We know that. We know that there's more guns than ever in the United States today. We know that there's between now, based upon what we know, and this doesn't take into account guns that you build yourself, like one of these AR, these 80% lowers, we know that there are between, I don't know, 9 and 12 million AR-15s, just AR-15s, in the hands of Americans today, American gun owners. So, you know, Josh, I don't know what you're taking, but maybe you need to shift on your medication here a little bit. Because Gun Culture 2.0 is going to take this over for you. And it's not old, fat, white guys that own guns. It's guys like that young man in Ferguson, Missouri, who pulled out an AR-15 that's black, American, young, and he decided to guard a gas station with it. He's getting them too, and he's welcome to them. Please buy more. You know, I guess their problem is that we're clearly winning this. I mean, yes, it's going to be a constant fight, but we're clearly getting the momentum on our side, and the unparalleled popularity of this AR-15 platform is undeniable evidence of that. There's no disputing it. They get out there and say that we're dying off all they want. And just to double check his facts, I took my own pulse this morning, and guess what? When I got up, I was breathing. Josh. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Lionheart Industries. Simply the best double action pistol to carry in a self-defense capacity. Simply. I'm never I'm not buying any others. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. Some of you will be checking these out very shortly anyway. Very pleased with what's happening in Nevada. Nevada paid attention to what was going on, or at least the gun rights activists did. And when Bloomberg bust in all the petition gatherers in Nevada to get their I-594 initiative put on the Nevada ballot, they paid attention to it, and then they went looking at it. And then uncovered, well, you know, they uncovered three irregularities. And so they have submitted to the Nevada Secretary of State three requests for invalidation. The first notes of petitions delivered after the required submission date, they have to be thrown out by law. The second points out the lack of required affidavits for each page of signatures submitted, and that it specified the wrong county. The third showed an example of an affidavit signed and dated before all the signatures appearing on it had been obtained. They're cooking them. They're cooking the petitions. They're cooking the books for the petitions. And those irregularities should be of concern for all of us. For all of us. Because this bears all of the hallmarks of the I-594 initiative that steamrolled through Washington State, with a significant out-of-state billionaire-funded political war chest. This is not springing from the grassroots. This is bust-in AstroTurf. Nevadans for Background Checks is a documented front group backed by Every Town for Gun Safety. They went at, you know, somebody from New York went to Nevada, rented some office space, Viola, grassroots group. The corporation name was reserved with the Nevada Secretary of State by the same New York law firm that represented Every Town's trademark registration. The political action committee was headed by the Every Town treasurer, who also directed the I-594 Action Fund in Washington State. And significantly, reporting that outside influencing and control was neglected in local television affiliate news reports when the signatures were submitted in November. Sadly, according to Gallup, the magic box for most Americans is the main source of news. And the effects of withholding that kind of information from an electorate on important issues brought before them for a vote raises questions of proper compliance with FCC regulations. Now, they acknowledge that they do not regulate content in some narrow areas, but as public trustees, broadcasters may not intentionally distort the news, which means just about every news outlet on TV today has to come down. Prosecute that, FCC. They've stated publicly that rigging or slanting the news is a most heinous act against the public interest. They may act to protect the public interest when it has received documented evidence, such as testimony from persons who have direct personal knowledge of an intentional falsification of the news. So, right now in Nevada, the grassroots gun rights groups are requesting help. And what's the name of this group again? What are these people? Nevadans for State Gun Rights. If you're interested in helping them out to turn this tide, because right now, Bloomberg, Washington State hangs in his trophy room. And the blowback has already begun. I mean, they're getting ready to face a lot of legal challenges. It may become very invalidated. And that'll be great, but the damage is done. They found out that they can flood an area with money. They can stay in the main metro areas and run the whole state, just like Bloomberg did with New York's. You know, don't kid yourself. Cuomo, when Bloomberg was mayor, Bloomberg was running New York. You don't think Cuomo sat down with Bloomberg saying, what do you want? What do you want? Tell me what you want, little big man. Tell me. Tell me what I can do to look good, to help you, so you'll feel good. And in the background, for all of you that are wondering, all of you that think he might win, he could beat Hillary, was Chris Christie. Chris Christie gave up New York. He said it was going to be a landslide before the voting began. This is why you don't pay attention to polls. This is why you don't pay attention to anything when you're getting ready to vote. You go vote. You don't pay attention to that stuff. If you want to know how they're, besides voter fraud, all of these polls and everything, this, the way they put those things out, this is a big psychological ploy. And if you fall for it, then it works. It works. I mean, Pelosi was out there saying, we're going to regain the House. Didn't work out that way because nobody paid attention to it. But in New York, in the governor's race, it worked. Astorino had a chance, I thought. It didn't work out that way. And I lay a lot of that at Christie. So, it's all about perception. It's all about what's going on out on the magic box. And in Nevada, they're fighting it. They're fighting it. We've got to stop the momentum. We've got to get on the phones. We've got to start telling them, you got to do this, and you got to do that, and you got to do the other thing. And there needs to be some legislation to put in place to where the SAFE Act stays in New York. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm all about states' rights, but I don't think another state... Hey, you know, what do they call it? The Commerce Clause. They don't get to push around states because of the Commerce Clause. Don't they use that all the time? Yeah, they do. That's a good thing I'm not in charge of anything. There's no telling what I would do. But I do harbor some slight interest in being the all-master being of time, space, and dimension, benevolent dictator. Because I would do everything just like Obama does it. Except, you know, I'd be more blatant about it if that's possible. Did I just say all that out loud? I did, didn't I? I'm sorry. Okay, I need to go have a little reality check. I'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. We don't know how good that sale was yet. I'm attempting to find out, and I'm attempting to find out for those of you that went out and bought one, when you're going to get that pistol. It is the only double-action pistol I'm going to carry. Or buy, for that matter. Check them out at LionheartIndustries.com. Coming up next hour is going to be the folks from Texas / U.S. Law Shield. We got a couple things we're going to talk about. Primarily, we're going to lead off with this constable who does drive-by shootings and why he's not in the... Well, he's in jail now, but they've let him walk around for a while. But back to New Jersey. We talked about New Jersey yesterday, the smart gun forced lawsuit or report that was forced by the Brady campaign. What I find amusing about this is if that was going to work anywhere, it was going to work in New Jersey. And what this has done, see, if the gun grabbers can get something implemented in one state, then it becomes their goal, like with the SAFE Act, to export that to other states. And if the smart gun mandate was implemented in New Jersey, and the way it would work is simply this. If anyone makes a smart gun and delivers it to an FFL dealer anywhere in the United States for sale, at that point the mandate kicks in, and in New Jersey the clock starts ticking, and in X amount of time, the only guns going to be offered for sale handgun-wise in New Jersey are going to be smart guns. Now, the Arbitrix IP-1 actually made it into production. There's been lots of tries. There's been lots of prototypes. This gun is actually being made. Well, it's not smart enough. And what that has done, what this ruling has done by the AG in New Jersey, which is astounding that it came from there to me. It's astounding. This tells you, and this tells the gun grabbers, and this tells the smart gun manufacturers, they're going to have to go back and design a gun that can only be fired by the recognized owner. Not matched up with the ring, not matched up with the wristwatch, not matched up with one of those tiles that help you find your keys, not matched up with anything. It's got to be biometric. And, oh my gosh, who's going to carry those? Because those will be astonishingly expensive. If they work. It's one thing to show it on Casino Royale. It's a special effect. They just stuck, you know, I can't imagine what size. Hey, if they're going to put all of this in the grip, which they, everything would have to go in the grip or be external. Okay? So it has to go in the grip. So either the grip gets bigger or the burrits that can fit in the grip get smaller. And once you get down to a certain level, then it stops being a self-defense handgun. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want to be shot with a 22 or a 17 or a 5 or whatever. But most people look at 9mm as the first floor of a self-defense round. And you can get bigger from there if you want to. But I look at 9mm. So they're either going to have to make the... the grip is going to have to either get bigger or it's going to be external. And then what? And then what? We still have the issues of power source. We still have the issues. You know, I've got an iPhone 5S. It has biometric recognition. And how well does that work? Those of you that have the iPhone 5S, how many times do you just barely touch your thumb or whatever fingerprint you've got to that little button that it instantly opens the phone each and every time you do it? What has happened? See, the Brady Center had just learned, they've just learned a very valuable lesson. They've just learned that patience is a virtue. If they had not forced the issue, who knows where how it might have turned out, but it doesn't matter because they forced the issue. Now, Mike Bazinet put it best in an August story in the USA Today. He's a spokesperson for the NSSF. He said, I think the technology can be problematic, but we're not opposed to it, and it's not to say it is impossible. If people want to buy it, they'll be the best judge. What he's basically saying is if somebody makes it and somebody wants to buy it, okay. But the problem is going to be making it and making it affordable. When you've got a gun like the Glock, which you can get a Glock, third-gen Glock, still brand new, right now today, $500. 70% of law enforcement carries them, and they carry them because they're simple, and they go bang every time you pull the trigger. No matter what you shovel into them, they feed big, gigantic hollow points, nice full metal jacket rounds, and everything in between. They'll fire steel case rounds with real hard primers. They'll fire the most exotic ammunition. Doesn't matter. They fire. They're durable. They withstand all conditions. They are truly the AK of handguns. And that's what they're competing with. So if somebody comes out and says, well, we now have a new biometric pistol, it will recognize only you, the owner. And you can get into one of these fine 380 semi-automatic five-round pistols for the astoundingly low price of $2,100. How many of those do you think they will sell? In order to reload the gun, because we've had to load it with biometric equipment, you have to open the side of the grip. No longer are you worried about those pesky drop-free magazines. Now you load the rounds in individually, side by side, making sure to close the hinged door. I can't wait. That's going to be the problem. That's the problem with technology, especially with technology in this realm. A gun's a very simple thing. It's a very simple thing. It was designed to be simple. It's not designed to be a Swiss watch. You can buy some like that are like Swiss watches, like Chris makes the excellent SDP. SIG makes some good guns. H&K makes good guns. But the more parts you have in there that are moving, the more parts you have likely to break. Not to say that any of those guns have issues with mechanical failure, but you're just adding to possibility. That's why most people carry Glocks. They have, what, 35 moving parts? That's not many. That's not many. And if you look at their two closest competitors, Smith & Wesson and Springfield, they have more moving parts. Simplicity is the key. And they're wanting to make it more complicated. And making it more complicated just kills it. It just kills it. It just tears it up. But I doubt that we'll ever see a day when the president's Secret Service detail, whoever the president is, will be carrying smart guns. They're just not going. They're not going to allow more possibilities of failure. And that's the thing. With semi-automatic pistols, you've already got other things to worry about. Failures to feed, malfunctions, magazines being bad, bad ammo. A lot of things to consider. They're not going to add the fact that it might not recognize your palm, and you're going to be holding the front end of the gun, gripping and re-gripping the gun until the four LED lights come on. They're just not going to do that. And if they're not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. And even if they were going to do it, I'm still not going to do it. Sorry. Brady campaign, you guys just kill me. Figuratively, of course. You don't like guns, so you can't do anything. Sorry. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-607-6984. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-607-6984. That's 1-800-607-6984. Call 1-800-607-6984.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. A superb pistol. Superb. Fit and finish, outstanding. Function, outstanding. I haven't been able to make it do anything wrong yet, and I've been trying. Check them out at LionheartIndustries.com. If anybody out there has any sort of a line of communication to Dr. Ben Carson, just for his own edification, tell him that Bill invites him to come and train with him. Because he continually takes his mouth, or excuse me, takes his foot and, you know, in a fit, or in a feat, rather, of outrageous flexibility, manages to pull it all the way up to his really tall, the whole length of his tall frame, get it way above his face, and then shove his foot down his throat all the way up to mid-thigh. He was on the Hugh Hewitt Show Tuesday. And he stated, first of all, I don't think that the police officer did anything wrong. Nevertheless, there are probably additional techniques and knowledge that he could have been given. So all along, we probably need to beef up instructions for police officers in general so they don't place themselves in such dangerous situations. Okay. I'll bite, Dr. Ben. Let's do this first. Anybody that wants to become a cop, first they have to be sent to the Shaolin Monastery, where they will train for 20 years in all matters of hand-to-hand self-defense. Then they're given over to some CrossFit guru for 5 years, so they can build that body to back up all that self-defense knowledge they picked up with the Shaolin monks. Then we're going to resurrect, I don't know, well, maybe not resurrect. Let's send them to gun sight. They got to follow Chris Costa around or Travis Haley for a period of 2 or 3 years to learn how to shoot. Then, if there's anything left of them at that point, they can apply and become a cop. By that time, all of that happens, they'll be what, in their 40s? Because what he's describing doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. He thinks that the police should be trained in non-lethal force, such as shooting the aggressor in the legs. Now let's think about that for a minute. Let's use this case. Michael Brown is charging Darren Wilson, and now he's going to traverse his weapon down. You know, his center mass is remaining, if he's coming dead on at him, his center mass is relatively stationary compared to his legs. Let's take a shot at his legs. Oops, missed. Let's take another shot. Oops, missed. Oops. Oh, now he's on top of me. You've got three ricochets going down the street, going who knows where. And Michael Brown is on top of him. And he's going to take Darren Wilson's gun from him and shove that down his throat and just pull the trigger till the gun is empty. What splendid training advice, sir. But Dr. Ben wasn't finished. He specified, for instances, in a lot of places, police officers aren't even allowed to go into more dangerous areas by themselves. They're always paired. Or, you know, people use tasers. People learn how to shoot people in the legs to stop them from charging. Things of that nature. And I seriously doubt that he's been given that information. That's because no police academy on this continent teaches that stuff. That's why they haven't been given that stuff, Dr. Ben. One thing that occurred to me the other day. I think as a litmus test, okay? I think as part of the vetting process, for all of these yahoos who want to give out advice, I'm not giving out advice to Ben Carson on how to be a doctor. I don't know how to be a doctor, so you know what? I don't even talk about it. I don't give Ben Carson on things I do know. You know, people like this, I don't say, what kind of a parent are you? I don't say, what kind of a driver are you? About things I know about, right? But if they're going to get out there and they're going to start talking about driving or parenting or all these other things, none of these things are a enumerated right given to you by God, whereas self-defense is. And if they want to get out there and influence it, I think as part and parcel of them being able to even do that, since everybody, you know, I know what you're saying, Bill, you're restricting his right to free speech. That's only because I get tired of them being idiotic, though. That's all. I don't like to listen to stupid stuff, and I don't like to listen to stupid stuff that might become law. And this guy is a darling of the conservative movement. He's a darling. Because he dared to talk about Barack Obama badly when Barack Obama was 4 feet off on his right side. Big deal. Big deal. I say a big so what. That doesn't make him conservative. Anybody that doesn't, you know, being conservative, being Republican, means you are for less intrusion. And what he's basically saying is that there needs to be more intrusion. Let's introduce a non-sequitur for a skill set. Let's shoot him in the legs. Hey, why not shoot him in the ankle? He can't stand on that foot. I'm sure that's not hard to do when it's in motion. I'm sure it's not hard to do when it's standing still. Why stop there? Why don't we shoot the fingers off of his hand? Then he can't strangle me or grip a gun. It's only 10 shots. These things are high cap. Big deal. It's non-lethal. When I was in the service, one of the things that they did, one of the festive training elements that they introduced to us was novelly called the Gas Mask Confidence Course. And in this, we would go into a room where there was active CS gas burning. And we'd be wearing the gas mask, and they would have it in a nice coffee can. And they probably drank all the coffee before we got there and giggled because they knew we were coming. And while we had the gas mask on, they would stick that smoking CS up under our face, and Viola, there was no effect. My confidence was established. However, as part of that, then we had to take the gas mask off. And then they did it again. They stuck the burning coffee can of CS under our faces, and oh my, you really can't hold your breath. That really doesn't work. Might work underwater, but you're actually letting a little air escape, and you're actually letting a little in. And once you get a little CS inside, well, gosh, it just comes in a rush. And still, with all of the stuff that CS does, which it makes your chest feel like somebody's standing on it and they weigh 2,000 pounds, your nose is running, your eyes are running, breathing hurts, it's burning your skin. Still with that, you can still do things like recite your social security number and walk. And we didn't walk, we ran. You're incapacitated, but you're not totally incapacitated. And what this guy is recommending is use a taser, which is so much less than CS. Trust me, it's so much less than CS. Tasers are not definites. With the ones that launch the prongs, all of the prongs have to stick. If the prongs don't stick, then you have to remove the module from the taser, replace it with another module, and fire again, unless all of the prongs stick. Some people have to be tasered 2, 3, 4 times to take them down. You can put the taser directly against them without the module and pull the trigger, and that will shock them as well. But it's not. I've seen a guy get tased by 2 people, unarmed. He got free of the cops and ran away. And he's recommending tasering somebody that's trying to kill you. Once again, these variables that can't be controlled, that there's no way to train for, that's what they want to train for. That's what he thinks they should train for. At the end of the day, what I talked about earlier this week, professionals don't shoot to wound. That's the training that you and me and law enforcement and everybody needs to embrace. Not what Dr. Ben Carson says. I don't care how much of a darling he is and everything. He's talking about something he knows nothing about. Nothing about it. And there'll be people that will vote for him if he runs for president. Trust me, there will be. And I don't know what to think about them. Let's roll into hour number 2, coming up from Texas/U.S. Law Shield. We'll be joined again on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.